Well, welcome to Word Song Live. Praise God. Glad you're here. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord, a wonderful, awesome, majestic, marvelous, fantastic, exceptional God. Hallelujah. You're just awesome, Lord. Praise you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your goodness, Lord, to us. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving all our sins and washing us clean by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for our time together today. Lord, we just bless you and praise you. Hallelujah. Sing it just one more time with me. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, again, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to share your word and to just spend some time in your word together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, again, welcome to Word Song Live. Thank you for stopping by and listening. Share it with your friends if you hear. Praise God. Just want to get words out to people that help people. Praise God. So just help me do that by sharing, if you would. Glory to God. I'm going to start looking here. Just titled this, is going to keep looking up. I was reading Proverbs 15:24 earlier today in a devotion. And it says that the path of the life is upward for the wise person, to keep him from going downward to Sheol. That was the ADT. And then in the New King James, it reads this way: the way of the way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. Amen. Choices, choices, choices. Life is all choices, isn't it? Amen. There's another verse that I think of when I started to think about this. I didn't put it in my notes here, but I started to think about it, and that is in Hebrews, where it says that we should be looking unto Jesus. Well, Jesus is up. He's always up. Amen. Jesus is never down. He's always up. He's always up, seated at the right hand of the Father. He's always up there. In fact, we're seated there with him. But we need to be looking up. We need to be looking, and it tells us to look up, for our redemption draws nigh. Amen. He's always up. He's always up. Look to the Lord. Look up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The path of life is upward for the wise person. Amen. Keep looking up. That's wisdom. Keep looking to Jesus. Praise God. Colossians 3 says this, verses 1 and 2. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of earth. Then in Romans 8, verses 5 and 6, it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, the word translated affection in the verse of Colossians, and then mind and minded in Romans 8, it's the same word in the Greek text. Amen. And it just, that's what it means. It means to set your affection, have your affection on something, have your heart focused on something. It's something that's the center of what you're thinking about. It's the center of you. It's in the center of you. That's where you're setting your affection. You're loving that thing. Amen. You want that thing. Praise God. We're to set our affections. We're to set our minds, our attitudes, our affections on the things of heaven. Amen. The things of heaven. The things of the kingdom of God. We need to be thinking about the kingdom of God and the principles of the kingdom of God. And we need to be thinking about the Spirit of God within us and the things that He's leading us, and allowing the fruit of the Holy Spirit to flow out from us, and allow the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit to flow out from us. We need to be thinking about the things of heaven. Amen. We're ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're ambassadors of heaven. Praise God. We need to be thinking about heaven. We need to be thinking about what's going on in heaven. How does heaven want me to act? I'm supposed to be carrying out the will of the Father in the earth. That's what we're all supposed to be doing. Amen. We need to know what heaven wants us to do. Praise God. We need to have our minds locked in on those things and not just get drawn away. It's easy to get drawn away. We're supposed to set our minds and our hearts and affections on the things of heaven, the things of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit Himself. Amen? I mean, how well do you know the Holy Spirit? I know Him, but I admit I want to know Him more. I want to know Him more closely. I want to know Him more intimately. There's a lot more in God. There's a lot more for all of us in God. And we need to press into that. Praise God. I mean, there's one place in First Corinthians, Paul says to covet earnestly the best gifts. And he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. He's talking about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And totally be talking about the Spirit Himself. But to covet earnestly, that's really strong language. Really strong. If you coveted earnestly your wife, you're in big trouble. Or your neighbor's wife, rather, you're in big trouble. Or your neighbor's husband, or your neighbor's car, or boat, or motorcycle, or whatever. If you're coveting stuff like that that belongs to somebody else, that's not good. But you are supposed to covet. You and I are supposed to covet earnestly the best gifts. We're supposed to covet earnestly the things of the Spirit in our lives. Amen. It's easy to become passive. Have a passive mindset because of all the distractions in the world. It's easy to just slip into a passive mindset and attitude and say, oh, well, whatever. And it just, you know, when it comes to spending time with the Lord and spending time in His Word and spending time listening to Him and talking to Him, It's easy to just kind of let that slip away unless we're intentional about it and make sure that we take the time every day to spend time with Him. It doesn't have to be a long time. The longer the better, probably, but it doesn't have to be a long time because it doesn't take forever to connect with Him. Because once you learn how to connect with Him, you can connect with Him pretty quick if you listen. Amen. But we need to listen. We need to open the door. Praise God. Speaking of opening doors, Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Now, you know, that scripture is used a lot of times for leading people to Jesus. You know, open your heart's door to Jesus and come in, let him come in and be your Savior. Well, that's true. That's okay. That's a good application of it. But technically, it's not written to unbelievers. It's written to a church. And being that it's written to the church, that means it's written to us, you and I, as believers. Amen. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We make up the church. And He's standing at our heart's door every day knocking. And you say, well, how do you know it's every day, Brother Steve? Well, this is how. Because when you look up that word sup in Strong's Dictionary of New Testament Words, you find out that that means it's referring to the chief meal of the day. Not of the week, not of the month, not just whenever. Not whenever you get hungry. No, it's the chief meal of the day. You know, they tell you breakfast is the most important meal. Well, I don't know. Maybe in the natural it is. You know, I kind of like lunch, but I like breakfast too. I eat too much. But anyway, the point is that I like to eat. Let's put it that way. But the thing is, the most important meal is Jesus. The most important meal is spending time with Him, even if you have to neglect the natural meal. You need to spend time with Him. You need to spend time hearing what He's saying. We all do. I don't want this to sound like I'm pointing fingers at you. We all do. We all need to be spending time listening to Him, hearing what He has to say. Amen. Every day. Every day. He's knocking on the door every day, and He will come in and have a meal with you. He'll come in and commune with you. But you and I are the ones that have to open the door because He's not going to push His way in. You and I have to open the door. We need to intentionally set aside time to open the door and say, "Jesus, come in and sit down with me, Lord. Help me here. Show me, teach me. I want to sit at your feet, Jesus. Talk to me, Lord. Help me. Show me." Ask questions. Let Him talk to you. Spend time with Him. Spend time with Him. Again, He's not going to push His way in. But when He comes in, now think about this. Remember, I think there was a movie a long time ago called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Well, guess who's coming to dinner? Jesus is coming to dinner. But who is He? Well, He's the bread of life. He's the source of living water. Praise God, He's the one that brings the new wine. That's what He'll bring to dinner. He'll bring you fresh bread, because He is the bread of life, and He's always fresh. He'll bring you fresh water, living water, and He'll bring you new wine to drink. You're going to have a great meal with Jesus. He doesn't leave anything out. He covers the whole thing. He sets a spread before you in the presence of your enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. He comes in. Jesus is the original full meal deal. He brings it all. He brings everything you need, but we just have to open the door. Amen. We have to make a choice. I have to make a decision to open the door. Amen. Well, I'm going to wind down here, but let's just keep looking up, okay? Let's keep looking up together. Keep looking to Him. Praise God. Keep your eyes on the shepherd. Amen. Keep your eyes on the prize. One time the Lord told me about Psalm 23. He said, eat the grass. That's the word. Drink the water. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And follow the shepherd. Stay really close to the shepherd and you'll be just fine. Amen. Spend time with Him. Go spend time with Him today. Praise God. Thank you for listening. If you're being blessed by this, share it with somebody. Tell them about the website. Tell them about the app, how they can get to the messages. Share it with somebody. Praise God. Go be a blessing and be blessed in Jesus' name. Selah.